from Fort Lee Gospel Church.
我们彼此的扶助有一段时间了，所以我从佛利的教会带来向大家的问安。
I also feel like we are beneficiaries as well of your ministry here.
我也感到我们也得到了很多帮助。
My son is now in high school and he's been joining Asian Young Life as well.
我的儿子已经在高中了，他参加了青年生活团契。
And I know some of your brothers are leaders in that ministry and appreciate very much your ministry even to my family.
我知道在座的有很多弟兄在那个团契里头服事，我非常感谢。
But for the message today, I want to look at a text from John chapter 12.
今天的信息我们要从约翰福音十二章来看。
The context of this is that the events that we're looking at today took place on the day before Palm Sunday.
今天我们要看的是在棕树主日的前一天。
And as you know, Palm Sunday is next Sunday on the church calendar.
或许你都知道，棕树主日是在下个星期。
And as we look at this text today, we're going to look at the issue of authentic worship.
我们从这段的经文，我们要看看什么是真实的敬拜。
A quick introduction to the text is that we will see here the family of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
我们要从玛利亚、马大和拉撒路这一个家庭来看。
They lived 2 miles from Jerusalem, and so when Jesus came to Jerusalem for the Jewish feast, he often stayed at their home.
他们住的地方离耶路撒冷差不多有2里的路，所以主到耶路撒冷的时候，时常在他们家里过夜。
And Jesus came to Jerusalem about 3 times a year or so.
主耶稣到耶路撒冷差不多一年有3次。
We can assume that this family is fairly well off as their home was able to accommodate a large group of people.
我们知道这一个家人大概家境还不错，所以他们能够招待许多人。
And the most impressive miracle that Jesus performed was in the previous chapter, where he rose Lazarus from the dead after he'd been dead for 4 days.
主耶稣行的最大的奇迹就是在前一章所讲到的拉撒路从死里4天以后，主耶稣让他从死里复活。
I would read for us John 12:1-11.
我们来看约翰福音十二章1-11节。
First in English and then in Mandarin. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived in Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume.She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag,He used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead.So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well, for on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him.
约翰福音12章第一节到第11节，月前6日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一级极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖主耶稣的加略人犹大，说：“这香膏为什么不卖30两银子，周济穷人呢？” 他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。耶稣说，由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的，因为常有穷人与你们同在，只是你们不常有我。有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里，就来了，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里所复活的拉撒路。但祭司长商议连拉撒路也要杀了，因为好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。
As we look at this text together, I want to focus on three different people.
我们看到这一段经文，我们要来讨论这三个人物。
We'll be looking at the life of Judas, the life of Martha, and the life of Mary.
我们要看犹大、马大、玛利亚。
And as we look at their lives, we're going to look at what kind of worshippers they are.
我们要看他们是什么样的、怎么样的一个敬拜的人。
And looking at their lives will reflect on how we identify with them or don't identify with them as worshippers.
从他们身上，我们来看看我们自己是什么样的敬拜的人。
I came across a definition of worship which I thought would be appropriate to share right now as we look at what we're talking about in worship.
我有一份对敬拜的一个定义，我想与大家先分享。
This comes from William Temple. He was an archbishop in England.
这是从英国的一个教皇 William Temple 来的。
I'll read the entire quote, and I believe our sister will translate it after I read it. Worship is the submission of all our nature to God. It is the quickening of the conscience by His holiness, the nourishment of mind with His truth, the purifying of imagination by His beauty.The opening of the heart to His love, the surrender of will to His purpose, all this gathered up in adoration, the most selfless emotion of which our nature is capable.
敬拜是把我们的所有都俯伏于神，他因着神的圣洁，让我们的良心能够反省，能够回转，因着他的真理让我们能够我们的心思能够得到喂养，因着他的美丽我们能够洁净我们的思念，而我们愿意把我们的心对他的爱敞开，我们也愿意为了他的旨意来俯伏，这是我们人性我们自然老我的一切的总结。
So as you see from this definition, worship encompasses all of our Christian walkOn every level.
这是我们主说到我们敬拜的所有各方面的都谈到了。
It engages our mind, our will, our emotions. It engages our relationship with God.
它包括了我们心思意念，我们与人与人之间的生活关系。
And even though our text does not talk about what we most often think about worship, we think of worship as singing, as praising God.
虽然我们这个上面并没有说到我们常常用诗歌来敬拜。
But Mary worshipped as she poured this expensive perfume on the feet of Jesus and wiped it with her hair.
可是当玛利亚把这个极贵的真拿达香膏倒在主耶稣的脚上的时候。
Well, let's look at Judas as a failure to worship.
我们来看看犹大他是怎么样在敬拜上的失败。
Again, we learn about Judas from these few verses, verses 4-8.
我们从第四节到第八节来看犹大的失败。
But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected, "Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It is worth a year's wages."He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me.
有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说：“这香膏为什么不卖30两银子，周济穷人呢？”他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。耶稣说：“由他吧，他是为我在安葬之日所存留的，因为常有穷人与你们同在，只是你们不常有我。”
And of course, we know Judas as the one disciple that would turn his back on Jesus. After 3 years of following Jesus, he betrayed him at his death.
我们知道犹大跟随了主3年以后，他是主耶稣门徒之一。3年之后，他背叛了主。
And the key to Judas's betrayal was that he failed to have a heart of worship.
而他为着是他没有一个敬拜的心，所以他失败了。
He could not understand Mary's act of worship, that she would pour this expensive perfume on Jesus' feet.
他实在不能明白为什么玛利亚要把这极贵的香膏倒在耶稣的脚上。
Out of his failure to be a worshiper, he was also a thief. He used to dip his hand into the money that Jesus' disciples used.
他没有一个敬拜的心，而且他也是个贼，常常把他的钱囊，手放进钱囊里头拿钱。
And we see his greed in his failure to worship.
我们看到他的贪婪也带出他的失败。
At the core of the life of Judas is a person who says, "What's in it for me?"
在犹大的心中，他想着这到底对我有什么好处？
And this is challenging for all of us, even those of us who consider ourselves very committed to Christ.
这对我们是一个挑战，常常我们觉得我们自己是顺服于主的。
Because we can fall into that trap of saying, "What's in it for me? What does Christianity give me?"
我们会常常会问到，到底我能有什么好处？到底这基督的国度里我会得到什么？
Judas.Saw all of Jesus's miracles.
犹大看到主耶稣所行的各样的神迹。
He was sent out with the 12 disciples. He was sent out with the 70 disciples who went and preached the gospel and healed the sick.
他是那个十二个门徒中间，也是70个门徒中间，让主耶稣差遣出去传道和医病的人。
And if I can say, Judas was one of the congregation. He was one of the disciples.
所以犹大是门徒之间的一位。
And from this perspective, Judas is one of us. He's not the Buddhist down the street. He's one of us.
犹大是我们中间的弟兄姐妹，他不是一个信佛的人。
And yet he failed to have a heart of worship.
他却没有一个敬拜的心。
It's believed that he probably had more interaction with Jesus than many of the disciples because he was the treasurer.
因为他在他的职分，他是掌管钱财的职分，所以他可能与耶稣的互动超过其他的门徒。
Yet he was still focused on personal gain.
他还是仍然注视在自己的得着。
He still asked the question, "What's in it for me? What can I get out of this religious experience?"
他仍然在问我能够有什么好处，我能够得到什么样的奖赏。
We are like Judas when we are like him in saying, "What's in it for me?" When we do not accept the will of God for our life.
当我们不能接受主在我们身上的作为的时候，我们就像犹大一样。
There's some studies that have asked the question, why do people go to church in America?
有一个研究，为什么美国人要到教会来？
And consistently, the number one reason why people go to church on a Sunday is they say that I benefit from church.
有大家大部分的答案是到教会来是因为我能够从中得到好处。
They may say, "I enjoy the worship," or I get something out of the message," but it's all me, me, me. It's what is in it for me.
很多人说，因为我喜欢那的诗歌，我喜欢那的信息，都是由我而开始。
And somehow we need to transition from that place of saying, "I like going to church for what I get," to being able to say, I want to do God's will. I want to follow Jesus Christ.
我们但愿能够从我能够从中得到什么而转成我愿意来跟随主，我愿意行主要交给我们所要做的事。
There's a calling for us to embrace the will of God over personal pleasure and personal comfort.
这是一个呼召，让我们能够遵随主的意念，而不是我们自己。
The life of Judas shows to us what can be destructive if we allow that self-focus to be a part of our faith.
如果我们让犹大自私的狭义的只注意在自己的身上，所就会产生一个不好的
Allow me to illustrate this point in a couple of ways.
让我来用几个方法来说明我的重点。
When you hear the story of a Christian leader who falls into sexual sin or financial scandal, almost always there's been a failure of a heart of worship along the way.
我们有时候会听到传道人为了色情或者是贪婪而丑闻被揭露出来，我们可以确定他是在敬拜上是一个失败。
If you scratch below the surface, you'll find that there's a person who started out well. They had good intentions, but along the way, they became self-serving.
如果我们再往深处看，这些人起初是好的，他们是从好的地方开始，可是长久以来，就变成了为了自己的利益而做。
And their life becomes tragic, like Judas's life, where he would spend 3 years with Jesus and then throw it all away. For moments of pleasure.
而长久以来就会造成了一个悲剧，让他们就像犹大一样，虽然有三年与耶稣同在，可是仍是失败的。
Another illustration which we probably have personally encountered over the years is a story such as this.
我们回想自己，或许我们也有这样的经历。
We'll meet people who said, I went to church for a while.But somebody offended me, so I stopped.
我们会说我们过去也到教会，可是有人让我不高兴，所以我现在不去了。
Or I wasn't enjoying it anymore, so I decided to stay at home on Sundays.
或是我不喜悦到教会来了，我得不到喜悦，所以我宁愿留在家里。
I wish I didn't know so many people who fit this category.
我但愿我。没有认识到这么多的人，有这样的人。
And ultimately, they're asking the question, "What's in it for me? How can I get something out of God?"
看看这些人，他们的问题，他们所要问的就是，在这神国家里头，我能得到什么样的好处？
And maybe they had a sick relative who didn't recover, and they blame God for that event.
或许他们有生病的家人，没有得到医治，所以他们怪罪神。
Maybe they prayed about a broken relationship and it didn't get better, so they said, Christianity doesn't work for me.
或许他们有一个破碎的关系，所以他们祷告没有得到应允，所以他们怪罪神。
But again, they're being like Judas saying, what's in it for me? What can I benefit from Jesus? How can I prosper through him?
就像犹大，到底我能够得到什么好处？我能够得到什么？到底我能够有什么更好的？
The opposite is saying, I seek to do God's will. I come to church to please God.
反过来说，我来追求神的意念，我来是来寻找神的。
I will follow God through the good times of life as well as through the trials.
我要遵随主，不论是在好的时候，或者是逆境的时候。
I will adjust my purposes, my will to the will of God rather than trying to conform him to my wishes.
我要调试我的生活脚步，为了主的关系，而不是以主来调试我，让主来适应我。
Let me give one more illustration.
让我再给一个例子。
There are times in most churches' lives where the politics can get ugly.
有的时候在教会里的关系，人际关系会很难看。
And that's when perhaps a lay leader of the church is opposed to what the pastor is doing.
或者是有的做领袖的会不赞同牧师的决定。
And in many ways, churches can act very un-Christian at times.
有的时候在教会所做出来的是不太像耶稣的作为。
May I say it's the same principle as what Judas has done here.
就是像犹大是同样的。
It's like saying, if I don't get my way, I'm going to pack my bags and my money and leave this church.
就像好像就是说，如果我没有不能得到我想要得到的，那我就是离开吧。
And if I'm not happy there, I'm going to make other people not happy at that church.
如果我不开心，我也让别人也不开心。
It must grieve the heart of Jesus to see the church fighting like that.
我们实在无法想象，这是让主耶稣是如何的伤心。
We need to beware of not having a heart of worship, a heart of desiring to please Jesus Christ.
我们实在需要有一个需要来取悦神的心。
Because churches can work out their differences in a very godly fashion.
因为在彼此弟兄姐妹中，实在是可以因着神来平息之间的不平。
Well, we've looked at Judas as a failure to worship.
我们看到犹大是一个失败的敬拜的人。
I'd like to look at Martha as a struggling worshipper.
我们来看看马大是一个挣扎的敬拜的人。
I want us to look at a few different passages before we look at the life of Martha.
我们先看几处的经文。
First of all, John 12:12.
约翰福音十二章十二节。
It says, here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor, and Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him.
十二章第二节，在那里有人给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人之中。
Those two words, Martha served, captures the life of Martha so well.
马大伺候实在是总括了马大的生活。
Let's turn back the page to John 11, verse 21.
让我们来看约翰福音十一章二十一节。
And here in verse 21 to 26, we see the faith of Martha as well.
我们看到二十一章到二十四节，看到马大的信心。
I would read it for us in English first. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies.And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she said to him, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, and who was to come into the world.
约翰福音十一章二十一节到二十七节。马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。就是现在，我也知道。你无论向神求什么，神必赐给你。耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？马大说，主啊，是的，我信。你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那临到世界的。
We see from this passage that Martha did believe in Jesus Christ. She did have her faith and trust in him.
我们从这段经文看到马大是信耶稣的，他相信耶稣是复活的主。
I want us to look at one more passage, which is Luke chapter 10, verse 38.
我们再看一处经文，路加福音第十章三十八节。
And again, I read for us Luke 10, 38 to 41, 42.As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at Jesus' feet listening to what he said. Martha was distracted with all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
路加福音第十章第三十八节到四十二节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多事思虑忧烦忧，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
We see that Martha is that picture of someone who is busy serving the crowd that came into her house.
我们看到马大是如此的忙碌，在服侍一群人。
Like a good host, she was worried that everyone was well taken care of in her home.
她是一个好的主人，她烦忧每一个人是不是能够得到好的招待。
And so we summarize her life as saying that Martha was a worrier, she was a worker, and she was a believer.
我们为她的生活做一个总结，她是一个信徒，她是一个焦虑的人，可是她也是一个工作的人。
There was no question that she believed in Jesus Christ.
我们对她相信耶稣是没有疑问的。
There was no question that she had a heart to serve him, to help out where she could.
我们对她侍奉主帮助人是没有疑问的。
And yet in the Luke passage, it's as if Jesus criticized her for worrying too much.
可是在路加福音好像耶稣在指责她，她焦虑的太多了。
He says that her sister Mary had chosen the better thing by sitting at the feet of Jesus.
主说玛利亚似乎选了更好的，因为她坐在我的脚前。
I would say, I don't know about you, but I feel like I identify more with Martha than with Mary.
我不晓得你们怎么想，我自己觉得我比较像马大。
As a minister, I'm busy with the work of the church.
因为是一个教会的牧者，所以我常常为了教会的事情担忧。
And if I can make a confession to you, sometimes prayer is hard work.
我能够向你们来承认，祷告实在是一个非常艰难的事情。
I wish I could say to you that I go to church every day and I spend hours in prayer, but that would not be true.
我真的愿意希望能够告诉你们，我每天到教会去祷告，可是实在是不是真的。
And yet I've given my life to the service of Jesus Christ.
但是我却为了在主的事工上把我的一切都摆上了。
I love what I do.
我喜爱我所做的。
And yet I'm challenged by those words to Martha that says Mary has chosen the better thing.
可是我对主说，玛利亚已经选了那上好的福分，感到是对我是一个挑战。
I'm challenged to stop serving the church and sit down at the feet of Jesus.
我对停止在教会上的服事而坐在主的脚前，对我来说是一个挑战。
And I've met other people in my dealings with different individuals who love to sit at the feet of Jesus.
我也遇到许许多多别的人喜欢愿意坐在主的脚前。
And I believe that the tradition of the Catholic Church has made a good point.
我想传统的天主教有一个很好的想法。
When they talk about some people as being Marys and some people as being Marthas.
他们说有的人就像玛利亚，有的人就像马大。
The Mary is the person who does a lot of praying, a lot of personal time with the Lord.
玛利亚是祷告的人，她与主有花了很多时间在主的话语里头的人。
The Martha is the servant of the church, doing the work of the ministry.
马大是在主的施工上摆下的人。
But my point in this message is that some of us Marthas can slip over to the place of Judas if we're not careful.
我想要与大家分享的是，我们有的时候马大的一部分有接近到犹大的危机。
And the way a Martha stays out of trouble is to continually come back to the place of worship.
而让马大不陷入那样的危机的时候，是不断的再回来，回到这敬拜的真实上。
By saying, I don't pray enough, but I want to work on it. I want to strive towards being a better worshiper of Jesus Christ.
虽然我是愿意再回到这真实的敬拜里。
The church needs Marthas. The church needs people who will serve well.
教会是需要马大，教会是需要服侍的人。
And as said, the danger of Marthas is that they will lose sight of worship.
但是马大却有这个对敬拜有会有失去他的真实的有的时候的真实。
Another point in regards to Marthas is sometimes Marthas can be easy to judge others who don't do enough work.
还有一个危机是马大会常常落在来论断别人不服侍的人。
I have a few Marthas in my church who come to almost every service they can.
我在我的教会也有几位马大每个主日到教会来。
And they complain about the other members who don't get there enough.
他们对我抱怨其他的门徒。
But it doesn't necessarily mean that the others are not seeking to worship God in their own lives.
但这不表示其他的弟兄姐妹没有在敬拜上来追求。
Again, the key is striving towards developing the heart of worship.
实在是我们需要在敬拜的过程中我们要来成长。
And by the way, we worship in many different ways.
我们敬拜有许许多多的方式。
Probably the key example here would be our striving to worship God through our prayer life.
我们实在需要从我们的祷告的生活来看我们的敬拜。
Spending time in our prayer closet, being aside from the busyness of the world.
让我们在内室里的祷告从这繁杂的世界中分别出来。
But often we can expand our worship experience through the worship, the music of the church as well.
也让我们能够从教会的这些圣乐中来建立我们的关系，建立敬拜。
Even as a small example, I was touched by the song the choir sang today.
我对今天的诗班的选的诗歌非常的受感动。
I had never heard the song before, but the words were very challenging.
我这首诗歌我不熟悉，可是它里头的歌词对我来说是一个挑战。
And for most of us, a component of our worship will be the music that we hear and that we sing.
在敬拜有一个部分，某一个部分是诗歌，是诗歌，我们来唱的诗歌与音乐。
And there's all kinds of Christian music out there from that would appeal to the youngest in this room to the oldest.
现在有许许多多不同的诗歌，有对年纪轻的，有对年纪长的。
But if our worship, if our music can get us into a heavenward focus, that we look up to the Lord.
如果这个诗歌能够让我们对属天有一个注视，那这是我们的敬拜。
Well, let me look at the third person in our message today, who is Mary.
那我们来看第三个人，玛利亚。
Mary was a passionate worshiper, as we see in John 12 and verse 3.
玛利亚是一个感性的敬拜的人，我们在约翰福音第十二章的第三节看到。
John 12 verse 3 says, and I read, Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume, and she poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
约翰福音十二章第三节，玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚。又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。
Mary humbled herself with this act of love to her Savior, Jesus Christ.
玛利亚对主的爱是以她的谦卑来表现。
She gave Jesus her best. She gave her something that cost her much.
她给主她的最好，她给主她的最贵的。
If anything, this act almost looked foolish to the outside world as they observed it.
她这样的行为对别的人来说好像是很愚拙的。
But you get a sense that she didn't care. She was just loving her Savior at that moment.
可是你可以感受得到，她不在意，因为她只在意的是她如何的爱主。
I would say briefly, as we are worshippers of Jesus Christ, we will be misunderstood at times.
我要提醒大家的是，我们有的时候爱主的时候是会让人误解的。
People may not understand what our checkbook looks like, why we spend money on the work of God in the ways that we do.
别人可能会不了解为什么我们愿意为主付上这么多。
People may not understand our use of time as we give our time to the work of God.
别人或许也不了解为什么我们愿意为主摆上许多的时间。
People may not understand when we deny ourselves certain pleasures because we think that will take away from our relationship with Jesus Christ.
人也不了解为什么我们有时候要远离一些的享乐，因为我们认为那会把我们从神与神的亲密的关系影响，受到影响。
But we see also in Mary that worship comes from a heart of gratitude.
我们看到玛利亚对耶稣的敬拜是有一个感恩的敬拜。
She appreciated what had happened to her brother, that her brother had been dead for 4 days, and Jesus raised him to life.
主耶稣让他的弟兄在四天后复活，他对主实在是有说不出的感恩。
And so out of that experience, there was nothing that was too precious for her to give it to Jesus at that moment.
她实在是无法用别的东西或者无法来形容她对主耶稣的心。
Can I say the parallel for us is that our salvation is more precious than we will ever know.
我要来想到我们自己的救恩是如何的宝贝。
That Jesus had laid his life on the cross, he died in our place, that we would have life in this world and eternal life in the next.
主耶稣为了我们死在十字架上，我们因此我们在这个时候，我们有我们得救，将来我们也有永生。
On a lighter moment, I was seeing some of the music my kids were watching yesterday.
我小孩子昨天看了在唱几首诗歌。
Most of it would give me a headache. It's just too much noise.
大部分我孩子唱的歌都让我头痛。
But this one group had this song. It's a catchy little phrase. Life is good. Eternal life is better.
有一句话是说，现今的生活蛮好的，可是永世的生活是更好。
Isn't it true? Life is good. Eternal life is better.
难道不是吗？现今我们不错，可是永世里不是更好吗？
That because of Jesus Christ, because he died on the cross, he rose again, we can have a better life here and look forward to something supremely better in heaven.
因着主的死，因着主的复活，让我们在现今有喜乐，可是我们的盼望，我们的在永世里的。
2 Corinthians 8:9 says this.
在哥林多后书第八章第九节。
It says, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
哥林多后书第八章第九节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
This simple verse tells us the story of Jesus.
这一个简短的经文，说明了主的生活。
Jesus was in the throne room of God in heaven, and he left all of that to come in a very humble birth in Bethlehem.
主在天是有他的有他的王位，而他却降世为人，来到地上。
He lived his life on earth, and then he died in the most difficult place.
他在这世上成为人，而死的是最 极其残酷的方法。
His poverty led to our riches.
他的贫穷让我们能够成为富足。
And we're not talking about bank accounts here. We're talking about the riches of our salvation.
我们不是在说我们银行的存款，而是指我们救恩的满足。
This is the eternal life story that we have out of Easter, out of the resurrection. We have much to look forward to.
这就是我们复活节的故事。
We also learn here from Mary that worship is sacrificial.
我们也从玛利亚身上看到敬拜其实是要付代价的。
The worship of Mary cost her much. It cost her this expensive perfume.
玛利亚的敬拜她失去了这么珍贵的香膏。
And we're challenged by the fact that there are parts of this world that worship is very costly today.
在这世界上的某些角落，敬拜其实是会要付上代价的。
There are people who embrace faith in Christ, and they even at times have to give their life for their worship of Jesus Christ.
当他们为了要敬拜主，他们愿意舍下他们的生命。
About 2.5 years ago in Turkey, there was a missionary and 2 Turkish believers that were killed for their faith.
两年半前在土耳其有两位宣道者为了神的事工而摆下他们的生命。
Two of them left wives and young children.
两位宣道者离开了他们的妻子儿女。
And yet out of that situation, the whole media of Turkey followed the funerals and the events that took place.
因为他们失去了生命，而在土耳其的传播媒体追随他们的葬礼。
The killers who were zealous Muslims were caught and they're on trial right now.
杀他们的人是一个回教的人。现在是正在受审判。
And yet the Christian widow said, "We forgive these men for what they did."
而这些人的妻子是说，我们愿意原谅他们。
And I believe this is directly connected. I know a Turkish missionary who lives in Clifton, New Jersey.
我知道这件事情是因为有一位传。宣教士是就住在这附近。
And in the last couple of years, they've had more than 10 people become Christians from Turkish backgrounds.
在过去的十年，有许许多多土耳其的背景的人成为了基督徒。
God is working among that people, which is very hard for the gospel, but it comes through sacrifice.
神在他们之中做工，是在他们之中是非常难接受主救恩的信息的。
We see sacrifice in the life of the Apostle Paul as well.
我们看到在使徒保罗，他也为了神的事工而有所牺牲。
Acts chapter 9, verse 15 and 16 speaks of his conversion account.
在使徒行传第九章十五、十六节说到。
And often when we think about worship, we think about obedience, we think about God taking care of our problems.
我们看到主为我们的事情来照顾我们。
And by contrast, the Apostle Paul embraced faith and the suffering that went with it.
所以保罗愿意接受一切的艰难。
Acts 9:15 says, But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings, and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.
使徒行传第九章十五节，主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他，为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
The Apostle Paul was a great worshipper, and he was willing to embrace the suffering of the cross.
保罗是一个伟大的敬拜神的人，他愿意接受一切的苦难。
Great worshippers have to be willing to count the cost.
他愿意接受一切的苦难。
We may not all suffer in the way that others do, but to be like Mary is to be able to say, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to worship Jesus Christ.
我们或许愿意接受各样的挑战，可是我们能不能像玛利亚一样愿意接受主付出我们所有的。
I had breakfast this week with a friend who is an Ethiopian pastor.
我过去的这个星期与一个伊索皮亚的教会的一个牧师有一次的早餐。
I look at his life as an example of someone who is a true worshipper of God.
我看到他的一生，他真是一个真实的敬拜的人。
About 5 years ago, he was the pastor of a church in Manhattan.
5年前，他在曼哈顿的一个教会里牧会。
He had a small apartment with his wife on 41st Street in the middle of one of the busiest cities in the world.
他在那个时候在四十一街有一个小小的公寓。
But he felt God calling him back to Ethiopia.
他却感受到神对他呼召，要回到伊索皮亚去。
His home city in Ethiopia is a place where there are mostly Orthodox Christians that have very little faith in God as well as Muslims.
在他伊索皮亚的家乡，他住的地方有一些回教徒，也有一些非常不冷不热的基督徒。
By way of interest, his home city Mekelle is also where they believe they have the Ark of the Covenant.
他们也觉得他们知道他们有神的会幕在那里。
Of course, non-Ethiopians dispute that truth, but they believe they have the original Ark of the Covenant in a church in Ethiopia.
当然了，不是伊索皮亚的人总是不认为他们的神的会幕会在那里。
But Gabre and his wife Connie followed the call of Christ.
Gabre 这个牧师与他的妻子追随神的呼召。
And I think you can understand somewhat in that context, almost nobody goes back. When you come to America, he had a citizenship. Almost no one returns back to a poor, starving nation like Ethiopia.
以他的背景，几乎是没有人愿意再回到伊索皮亚那个么穷困的地方。
But as he went back, God opened up so many doors, and God has had His hand of blessing upon his life.
可是他回去了以后，主是如何的祝福他，让他的手能够影响到许许多多周围的人。
One story that I'll share with you today is that his wife had been a nanny to some wealthy Manhattan families.
他的妻子是在曼哈顿有钱的人家里做保姆。
And so when she went back, her heart was to start an orphanage with the street children in her city.
所以当她回到伊索皮亚的时候，她对孤儿有负担。
One of the families she had worked with, the young girl was having a bat mitzvah, which is a Jewish family's turning 13 years of age celebration.
在他在曼哈顿做保姆的时候，有一个家人，有一个女孩子13岁的时候是一个犹太人的成年礼。
So the family said that they wanted to give the proceeds, the gifts, to the orphanage in Ethiopia.
他们愿意把所有得到的礼物能够奉献出来给伊索皮亚这些孤儿院。
This birthday party raised over $10,000 for the orphanage.
在这一个生日会里头，他们募款了10万元。
Which led to her friend wanting to do the same thing.
所以也让别人也愿意做同样的事。
And eventually the father, the friend, was willing to donate $120,000 to the project.
他其他的朋友也愿意捐献出12万元来赞助他们的工作。
And now he showed me pictures of a beautiful three-story orphanage that houses 75 orphans.
他们让我看到了有一个三层楼的孤儿院。
Mostly paid for by secular Jews in New York for the purpose of preaching the gospel to the children.
大部分的募款是在纽约的犹太教里头的人来奉献出来的。
But again, coming back to the point of Mary, is my friend Gabre was willing to sacrifice it all, and God blessed him each step of the way.
回到我的朋友，他们真的是愿意摆上一切，而神来带领他们每一个脚步。
And there's many other stories as God is using him to translate the Bible in the local language.
神也用到他来翻译圣经。
He distributes Bibles to the Bible College of the Orthodox Church.
他也把他的把这些圣经分布在在那边的会所里头。
And God has given him the opportunity to lead many to faith in Jesus Christ.
神也使用他，让许许多多多的人能够回转归神。
So often God shows up when we just abandon our life to Him.
当神在我们的生命中出现的时候，我们只有舍弃我们的一切。
There's a young man who's been attending our church in recent months from India.
从印度最近有一位弟兄到我们的教会来。
And when I sat down and got to know him recently, I said he fits the example of Mary in many ways as well.
我与他谈话了以后，我发现他实在与玛利亚蛮相像的。
He does not have proper working papers, but he does have a job, and he's still here waiting to see how long this will last.
他虽然在工作证上有点问题，可是他仍然在工作，他仍然在等候。
Matter of fact, this young man has a master's degree, but is working in a motel.
这个人他有一个硕士的学位，却是在旅馆里工作。
But his passion is to save as much money as possible and send it back to ministers in India who are preaching God's word.
他的意愿是要存留存许许多多的钱来送回他的家乡，来喂养那边的牧者与福音的工作。
Even his family in India is saying, come back, we want to get you married off. But he says he wants to support the work of God first.
虽然在印度，他的家人要他回去结婚，可是他愿意，他说不要，他愿意留在这里，为的是神的工作。
And I was challenged as I see that he put the work of God and the purposes of God before his own personal pleasure and comfort.
我看到他把神的事工、神的意愿摆在他自己个人以先。
The question for us today is, what kind of worshipper are we?
那我们要问一问，我们自己是怎么样的一个敬拜的人？
I suppose there are times that we identify with Judas in ways that our hearts are consumed with our own pleasure, our own passion.
有的时候，我觉得我们就像犹大，是为了我们自己的喜乐。
If your heart has not been transformed into being a worshipper of Jesus Christ, may today be the day of yielding your life to Him.
如果你的心不是向着主的话，但愿今天的信息会让你有所深思。
A follower of Jesus Christ is simply a worshipper of His.
跟随主就是敬拜他。
I like what someone once said. It says there's two kinds of people in the world. Those who say, my will be done, and those who say, thy will be done.
我觉得在这世上有两种人，一种是我的旨意完成，一种是他的旨意成就。
To be an authentic believer is to be a worshipper who says, thy will be done, I will follow you, Jesus.
一个真实的敬拜者是你，他是神的旨意成就。
Or maybe you identify with Martha today as someone who's busy as a believer, as a worker in the church.
或许你自己觉得你就像马大一样，虽然是一个信徒，可是你就忧虑，而且你忙碌。
Maybe it's easier to come to church and sing the praises of the church and joining in the prayers, but you know you're not praying much at home.
或许 你自己知道你到教会来 忙着祷告，忙着唱诗歌，可是你在家里却没有祷告。
Your worship is in a place, it's not in your heart, it's in this building.
你的敬拜是在外头的，是表面的，而不是在你的心里的。
May we strive to be someone who becomes more like Mary, incorporates that worship into our life.
让我们向玛利亚学习，让她的敬拜的心成为我们自己敬拜的心。
And finally, may we all be challenged by the life of Mary today.
让我们让玛利亚的例子作为我们的挑战。
This woman who loved Jesus so much that she was willing to do whatever it cost.
她爱主，她愿意为主摆上一切。
She had a heart to follow Jesus Christ and serve him any way she could.
她有一个跟随主来的心。
She was not concerned with the opinions of others.
她不在乎别人对她的看法。
She wanted to worship and please Jesus only.
她只有一心的要蒙主的喜悦来服侍主。
May she be our example today.
愿她成为我们今天的榜样。
Let us pray together.
让我们祷告。
Our Father, as we come before you today,
父神，我们来到这里。
We thank you, first of all, for your gift of salvation through Jesus Christ.
我们因着主的救恩来感谢你。
We thank you that though he was rich, he gave it all up for our sake.
我们因着他虽然富足，可是为了我们的缘故，他让自己贫穷。
That by his poverty and by his suffering on the cross, we might experience spiritual riches.
因着他的贫穷，因着他在十字架上的受苦，而让我们能够感受到一切的丰满。
Father, may we be worshippers of you today.
让我们成为真实的敬拜的人。
May pleasing Jesus Christ be our ultimate goal and aim in life.
让我们唯有蒙主的喜悦成为我们唯一的意愿。
Forgive us for our self-interest.
赦免我们只为了自己的自私。
Forgive us for not putting Jesus Christ first in our lives.
赦免我们没有把主放在我们生命的第一位。
And give us strength to live for you.
给我们力量，让我们为你而活。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Let us welcome first-time visitors to our church, brothers and sisters. We are very pleased to have you. May we request you to stand up, introduce your name and place of residence.
让我们利用这个时候，欢迎第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹朋友。我们欢迎你，请你站起来，介绍你贵姓，住在哪里。
On my left-hand side, 左手边有没有第一次来的 ？First-time visitors on the left. On my right-hand side.右手边有没有？楼上有没有 ？Okay, allow me to read a couple of announcements for the Chinese.